Well, what I'm supposed to do is don't accept, because that's a whole nother ending. I think I'll sit this one out. I give it some thought and decide to call it quits. I'm not bad at pool, but I haven't actually played in a while. I've probably gotten really rusty. Oh, that's too bad. I was looking forward to playing with you. What? Come on. You're a man, aren't you? You should stand up and fight. My decision leaves Sachi heartbroken. I doubt my piddly skills would be enough to stand up to her. If I accepted, Marika would just take every single drop of money from me just like she did with Sachi. I'm not that stupid. I'm better off just saving up the money I still have. Even if Sachi never pays me back, I should still have enough to get a decent car. Now if you'll excuse me, I'll be going now. I say goodbye and go to leave. Come back if you ever change your mind. I'll take you on any time. Yeah, come back when you grow some balls. They each offer some parting comments as I leave. Come back to my room and dive into my bed to get some rest. Ugh, I relax and kill some time until dinner. Come dinner time and I'm all okay. Okay, now Mitarai is cleaning the reception room. The reception room? Alright then, I have one last chore for you too, Sawatari. It's fine with me. It's my last day, so I'm in a good enough mood to do pretty much anything. The dining room silverware is starting to get a little dull. You think you polish them for me? I'll get right on it. Good to hear it. She says what she came to say and goes up to the second floor. Mitarai and I split to tackle our job. She goes to reception while I head for the dining room. Sachi, who'd stop to watch the exchange, watches us with a grim look. Very similar to what happened already. I enter the dining room, go over to the cupboard that holds all the dinnerware. After taking silverware out, I get some abrasive cleaner out of the drawer and apply it to a cloth. Then I start polishing utensils one by one. Hey, this is pretty easy. I start to hum as I work. Thankfully, they aren't really all that dull. Just a little elbow grease. They're back to being shiny as ever. There's a lot of utensils. It may be a simple job. It's going to take a while. Well, it's my last job here. Might as well give it all I got. I roll up my sleeves and get to polishing. Look over to the clock and see I've been at it for 2 hours now. This huge line of shiny sparking silverware, and I'm almost finished with most of it. Phew, time for a short break. I set the spoon and cloth on the table and stand up from my chair to stretch. Wonder how Mitarai is coming along. I decide to check up on Mitarai during my break. Well, I'm about halfway down the hallway, I suddenly hear a large crash coming from the reception room. What was that? Rush to the door and go inside. Inside, I see Mitarai quivering as she looks to the floor. I look down to see what the big deal is. It appears to be the vase. Okay, it's cleaning the base, it wobbled. Yeah, I mean, we know this already. Space is important to her. Okay, it's a lot of the same thing. The only thing he does say is, I only have 1 million left. Let's just hope that'll be enough. Okay, broke the vase. It's in pieces. Okay. Okay, responsible for it. But wait, she doesn't even have any money left to pay you. Then she can pay it off with her body. Eek! A look of fright comes over her. How about I pay for her then? I wanted to help her so bad that I say it without thinking. Oh, do you think you have enough for that? How much is it? Let's see, 8 million, knock that down to half price, so 4, exactly what I feared would happen. I knew I shouldn't have let that money to Sachi, it's really coming back to bite me in the ass. There's no use complaining about it now, though, I have 1 million left. It just isn't enough. You wouldn't accept 1 million instead, would you? Unacceptable, it'd be much more profitable just to put her up to work instead. She rejects my offer without even a second of consideration. Guess that means you'll be staying here a while longer. That okay with you? Okay, yes, ma'am. Mitarai replies faintly. She's pretty much just given up at this point. We already have interviews from new employees lined up. We can't really afford to be employing Mitarai along with them. She speaks in a theatric tone on purpose. Oh no, we can put her up for sale and pay for her that way. She puts her hands together and says delightfully, "That's so cruel." But we can't go around spending so much money on mere servants. This isn't a charity. Oh please, it's pocket change given how wealthy this family is. Yeah, as a purpose. It was on purpose. I'm powerless to do anything. I was the one who cleaned the room instead. We might have been able to avoid this. Nope. Now you don't have a reason to wait for Mitarai, you can go ahead and leave. Huh? Cancel your contract. You're free to leave. Can't bring myself to leave. Takes off the bracelet. Okay, it's time to leave. Kept the 4 million. If you kept the 4 million I gave you, you could have actually saved her. I bet Sachi suckered you into loaning her money. You're such a gullible idiot. My fists shake with frustration. I can't say anything because she's exactly right. But well, I suppose you could participate in the auction using the money you have left. You might even be able to save her. I don't think it'll be easy as she makes it sound. Those parties are full of very rich people. I'd never be able to compete with the money I have. Of course, whether or not you'd be able to get her with the money you have is another story. Expecting a lot of people to be after her. So I'm thinking of setting it up so you could buy various lesser privileges with her for smaller amounts of money. If things go your way, you might have enough money to buy one of those privileges. It would be better than nothing, at least. She explains with a snaky smile. Very well, I decided to go through with it and squeak out an answer. Alright then, I'll send you a special invitation to the next party. I hope to see you there. Make sure to bring as much money as you can. Just wait, Mitarai, I'll come back to save you. I give her some encouragement to ease her fear. Okay, Sawatari, I believe in you and wait. She does her best to give me a smile. And thus, I leave the mansion. The day after. Okay, so we're back home. I returned home on foot so I wouldn't waste any money. Since then, I tried to save up as much money as I could. I lived on a budget, worked multiple part-time jobs, and borrowed money from friends and family. Thanks to my efforts, I managed to save up $2 million for the party. It's a far cry from the $4 million I started with, but it's the best I could manage. One day, I found an invitation from the mistress in the mailbox in my apartment. The time I was waiting for had finally come. With the invitation at hand, I headed back to the dreaded house once more. When I arrive at the mansion, I notice a number of expensive cars in the garden. It's almost evening. The party should be well into its last stages. I work up the nerve and walk through the gate onto the premises. I travel down the stone path leading through the garden. I hear Cerberus barking out back somewhere, but I can't actually see him. I open the front door and step into the ever-familiar front hall. There isn't a single person in the hall to greet me. Everyone must already be attending the party. With no other choice, I head for the grand hall by myself. As soon as I enter, the mistress spots me and comes over. Oh, long time no see, Sawatari. It was getting so late that I was starting to think you wouldn't come. But I'm glad you're here. You have good timing, too. I was just thinking of starting the auction. Fortunately, it looks like I made it in time. Mara says next to notice me and joins the mistress. Oh, you're here, too. My God, you're dressed like a bum. If you knew you were coming to a fancy party, couldn't you have at least tried to put some effort into your outfit? I did. I think I'm dressed pretty well, personally. Just then, Marika notices us all together and joins us. Hey, Sawatari, long time no see. Have you lost weight? That's an understatement. He looks haggard. You've been working really hard to save Mitarai, haven't you? Poor thing. Alright, that's enough with the formalities. It's time to start the auction. The mistress steps up in front of the guests and starts her speech. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our customary auction. A roar of applause erupts from the guests. Allow me to introduce the item up for bid. Mitarai comes up on stage wearing her usual maid uniform. I finally get my first look at her in a while. She looks healthy, at least physically speaking. Can't say the same for her mental health, though. Her eyes look empty and dead. I suppose anyone would look the same if they were about to be sold at an auction. She just stares out vacantly at the audience. I don't even think she's noticed me. This is today's item, Yuna Mitarai. She used to work as a maid here, but certain circumstances have led her to appearance in this led to her appearance in this auction. Oh. But don't get the wrong idea. She's still a very effective servant, skilled in chores and trained to satisfy your every need. She's a fine purchase and is worth every bit of your money. I look forward to your bids. Once she's done explaining, they start passing out devices to enter your bids, and the electronic display on stage lights up ready to show the highest bid. I receive a device as well and wait nervously for the auction to start. Our first item up for bid would be the privilege to use her however you want for 1 month. It'll be the first month, so you'll get to use her before she gets sold by any of the other bidders. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Now pick up your devices and start the bidding. The men in the audience immediately start punching in numbers on their devices. I'm a little overwhelmed by their intensity as I wait patiently for my turn to bid. Since I want to save her outright and not just spend a short period of time with her, this isn't the time for me to act. As the bidding goes on, the electronic display gets over 1 million. I'm starting to get worried. Will 2 million really be enough to save her? Any other bids? Very well then, her first month goes to the gentleman and bid 1.3 million. A shout of joy comes from the audience. I look over to see one and it turns out to be some perverted looking middle-aged man. I bit my lip with jealousy and frustration knowing that I'll be having his way with Meteorite. Next, the privilege to have sex and come inside her for a full week when she's at her most fertile. For an extra fee, you can also opt for medicine to force her to ovulate. This will increase the odds of her getting pregnant by quite a bit. For those looking to impregnate her with your seed, I highly recommend this option. You've got to be kidding me. Start the bidding. I go to press a button on my bidding device by reflex, but I manage to stop myself in time. Still too early for me to make my move. Besides, it's not like the person who wins is guaranteed to get her pregnant. I talk myself out of it and wait patiently for my next chance. Once the pregnancy bid is over, it's followed by a bunch of other idiotic sounding privileges that were sold for a high price. Some of them even went over 2 million. Luckily, none of them were things I was interested in. My patience eventually pays off. The next bit is something that catches my attention. Lastly, I am selling the privilege to marry Meteorai. If you want this lady as your wife, don't miss this chance. Start the bidding! My fingers immediately fly to my bidding device. I punch in the full 2 million without hesitation and pray as I wait. A murmur goes through the crowd as 2 million lights up on the display right off the bat. Time goes by, but no one else puts up another bid. Are there no other bidders? Very well then, the gentleman who bid 2 million will get to marry Meteorai. Alright! I nearly jumped for joy. To be honest, it's kind of anticlimactic. I was expecting it to cost more to win the right to marry her. Good news, Meteorai. Sawatari just won the privilege to marry you. Really? Yes, really. Come on up and say hello to your new bride, Sawatari. I run up to her side. Meteorai. Sawatari, you really came for me. We're so overcome with joy that we hug on the spot. Everything's gonna be okay now. Thank you, I'm so happy you're the one I get to marry. I don't think I could stand being married to some man I don't even know. Come on, you two. There's a time and place for that. It's not like you're going to be married right away. So how long do we have to wait? Well, I can make it legally, officially, almost immediately, but she's gonna have to spend some time with all the people who bought privileges. Once that's over with, you can have her. Oof. She'll be blown out by then. And when will that be? Well, I can't say for sure, but my guess would be 2 or 3 years or so. 2 or 3 years? I'm dumbstruck. It'll take several months just to go through all the privileges. Plus, if she gets pregnant during one of them, they'll get to keep her for until she gives birth. There's a decent number of villages, so there's a lot of chances for her to get pregnant. I wouldn't be surprised if she has 1 or 2 kids in the process. Sawatari should have just kept his money and bought a car, got him a young girl at school. He would have been fine. I mean, nobody's going to want this blown out thought after 2 kids and 3 years of God knows what. I'm sorry, guys. I'm being honest. That's terrible. Oh, my God. Oh, but don't worry. Since you're the husband, Salatari, we'll be sending all the kids to you as a present. Have fun raising them. Thought of raising babies fathered by a bunch of disgusting old men sounds a chill down my spine. The news is too much for me to write. She breaks down crying. Oh, are you crying tears of joy? Lucky you, you get to live happily ever after with your dear Salatari. Well, after a few years anyway. Of course, by the time that happens, you'll probably be mentally disabled from all the sex and God knows what else they do to you. What's happy about that? Ah! Oops, looks like I offended you somehow. Perhaps you're a little emotionally unstable with your wedding coming up and all. At any rate, it's pretty strange of you to bid all that money on a useless privilege like that. Ooh. The marriage privilege is usually so unpopular that I'm lucky to get anyone to bid higher than 100 yen on it. But thanks to your participation, I was able to make some nice money on it this time. You have my gratitude. She actually said, "Thank you, Salatari-san," but... Yeah. Sucks being kind of sick, right? Ugh. I bite my lip in frustration so hard that I draw blood. I can hear the guests all laughing at me in derision. Well, now that the auction's over, it's time to end the party. Mitarai's gonna be very busy starting tomorrow. Marisa, clean her up and lock her in a room until then. Yes, mother. Come on. He says, "Yes, mother. Come on." And then Marisa drags Mitarai out of the hall. Your work here is done, Salatari. It's time to leave. I'll make sure to deliver your bride to you when the time comes. All you have to do is go home and wait till she's done. But nothing's changed. What are you talking about? You get Mitarai just like you always, like you wanted. All of the paperwork taken care of tomorrow, you'll officially be man and wife. There's no point to any of that now. Ah, but it's supposed to be mean to keep her from you the entire time. How about I give you a permission? How about I give you permission to come here and see her once a month? I'll give you something to look forward to every month, hee hee hee. I leave the house once again, leaving Mitarai behind. Our new life as a married couple is about to begin. The day after. The months pass, and I'm in the middle of one of my monthly visits. Mistress comes and greets me as soon as I walk in. Oh, hello, Sawatari. You're rather early. Enough with the small talk. Just let me see her, please. Worried about Mitarai, rush things along. Oh dear, there's no need to be so hasty. I'll let you see her. Follow me. She's in the playroom right now. I follow behind her at a brisk pace. Ah, but before you see her, I have a favor to ask. What? What is it? She's actually in the middle of entertaining a guest right now. Please try not to get in their way or disrupt them. Her words fill me with a sense of dread and unease. Come on in. I follow the mistress inside the room. I spot Mitarai as soon as I walk in. Oh, Sawatari, you came to see me. Mitarai, she's on all fours in the middle of the room in nothing but her panties. Sitting on the couch watching her is an overweight middle-aged man in nothing but his briefs. Fortunately, his pudgy stomach manages to hide most of his crotch. He looks familiar, judging from his attitude and figure and the fact that he's in the mansion, I can at least assume that he's rich. Who's this? He turns to Mitarai and asks a suspicious frown. Oh, excuse me. It's my husband. She responds with a look of woe. Yes, officially speaking, we're married, even if it's a name only. Ah, that man that was at the auction, I see. He nods to himself. Can't believe you let such a cute wife work here and get fucked by other men every day. You're a pretty weird guy. Huh. I grit my teeth in frustration. You even came all this way just to watch on the day I get to impregnate her with my seed. You're one huge pervert. What? I was not expecting to hear that. Oh yes, I forgot to tell you. Today's the day the man who bought her pregnancy privilege gets to impregnate her. Of all the days to visit, this can't be a coincidence. There's no doubt in my mind that she chose to stay on purpose. We've measured her ovulation cycle and even injected her with some medicine to make her more fertile. She's practically guaranteed to get pregnant today. I lose my words. Mitarai doesn't seem particularly surprised. She already seems to be aware of this. Sorry, man, but I'm about to fill your fertile wife with my seed. Try not to hold a grudge, but I guess it won't be an issue since you're a pervert who actually gets off to this shit. He gives me a nasty grin. That isn't true at all, but I'm too shocked to speak up and deny it. No. Now stand there and watch as your lovely wife gets knocked up by another man. It's part of your duty as her husband. Ugh. Fucking cuck shit. There are so many things I want to talk about with Mitarai, but I can't ask in this situation. Not like I'd be able to find the words to say anyway. My mind has gone completely blank from the shock of the situation. Okay, Mitarai, go ahead and start. Yes, ma'am. She nods. I'm sorry, I won't be able to give birth to your child, Sawatari. I'm pretty sure I'll get pregnant if someone comes inside me right now. More than pretty sure, in fact. The least I can do is let you watch as I get pregnant. Mitarai, I can't just leave after coming all this way. Even if it's not my own child, I suppose it's my duty as her husband to watch over her. Besides, it wouldn't be right for her to suffer all by herself. Marriage is about sharing hardships. Well, it looks like those ED pills are starting to work. My cock's as hard as a rock. I haven't come in over 3 months, so I have a nice and ripe batch for you. His plump belly jiggles as he laughs. The thought of Mirai being impregnated by such a disgusting man fills me with displeasure. But even more aggravating is how pathetic I am for letting it happen. Here you go, mister. Fill my fertile pussy with all your thick cum. She pulls her panties down. Oh, it's dripping wet, quivering, just asking for my cock. Yes, we made sure to give her plenty of aphrodisiac in addition to fertility medicine. I think she'll show you a good time. I can't wait. I gasp as he takes off his brace, revealing his erect penis out in the open. It's very bumpy and almost as fat as he is. His testicles are the size of golf balls and hang down heavily from his crotch. Get a load of this. I had surgery done on it. The ladies love it now. Here I go. His nostrils flare with excitement as he gets in position behind her. Ugh. Ah, nothing better than young pussy. The line was long at the last party, so don't bother. So I didn't bother. If I knew it was going to be this good, I would have waited. Or I wouldn't have waited. Midori's body reacts to pleasure as an enhanced penis invades her pussy. The sight of the old man's fat stomach resting on top of her axe makes me want to... Her ass makes me want to vomit. What a nice ass. Perfect for giving birth to my babies. Here I go. Make sure you're nice and tight so you get a better batch of cum out of me. I'll do my best, mister. He starts thrusting into her. Ah, you got a nice pussy. He sticks right to my cock. Having spent every day having sex in this mansion, Meteorized body is trained to feel pleasure. She starts moaning sweetly as soon as he pushes into her. How do you like my cock? It's amazing. Perfect length and thickness and bumps keep scraping against my most sensitive areas. Aha, indeed, indeed. I like your pussy too. It's gonna get a lot of cum out of me. His body quivers disgustingly as he thrusts in and out of her. Ah, yes, your cock is so good. Come on now. I know how it must feel, but shouldn't you tone it down a bit? We're in front of your husband. I'm sorry, Salutari. It just feels so good. Grr, I groan in frustration. Despite what's going on, my loins start to burn and my dick gets harder. Oh my, did you just get an erection from watching your wife? The mistress notices almost immediately. So embarrassing, I can't answer. Oh dear, you mean you're getting turned on from watching your wife get fucked by another man? That's not true, then prove it. She grabs hold of my pants and underwear and pulls them down. Ah, my erect penis jumps out into the open. The mistress looks at it and grins. See, you're hard. Why don't you let your wife take care of it for you? What? I'm sure she's up to giving her husband a hand job. Isn't that right, Mirai? Yeah, I haven't touched it in a while. She sits shyly all the while getting pounded by the old man. See, go on and let your cute wife feel it with her hand. You don't want her to completely forget about her own husband's cock, do you? The mistress tears off the rest of my clothes and pushes me down in front of Mirai. Ah! I end up with my erect penis in front of Mirai's face. Oh, wow. How did you get hard from watching me? Look how sad and pathetic his cock is, and that's your husband? No wonder you're whoring yourself out in this mansion. Can't think of many things more horrible and embarrassing than showing off your erect penis to the man fucking your own wife. Here, put this on before you jack him off. She hands Mirai a condom. We wouldn't want to risk offending our guests by getting him dirty with cum, would we? Alright, she takes the condom and brings it up to my penis. I'm gonna put this on, okay? I shiver as I feel the warm touch of my wife's hand. First time in a while, she applies the condom to my penis. Okay, here I go. Once the condom is on, she starts stroking my cock. Ah, this feels incredible. You haven't had sex in a long time, have you? It's okay. Give yourself over to the pleasure. Come right into my hand. She whispers gently as she handles my penis. She must have gotten a lot better with experience. It feels incomparable the last time I was with her. Your husband's getting jacked off right in front of his wife while she's having sex with another man and he's loving it. Meanwhile, you're out there having sex with tons of other men while you make your husband settle for a hand job. You're one hell of a wife. Man, you're both messed up. Talk about a marriage on the rocks. Ha ha ha. He laughs heartily as he slams his hips against Meteorite. It's too good. I'm gonna come. I haven't had sex or even had the time to masturbate ever since I left this place. Doesn't take long before the intense pleasure is my aching balls ready to fire off their pent-up load. Go on, I know you're about to come. She starts licking the tip with her warm tongue. No, not there. Ah, the pleasure from her licking my sensitive tip licked. The pleasure from her licking my sensitive tip licked is so intense I think I might pass out. If it weren't for the condom, I would have come that very second. I'm unable to last long against her essential tongue use. Ah, I shoot semen with incredible force, blowing the condom up like a balloon. It's been so long since I ejaculated, it surprised even myself. If I wasn't wearing a condom, I think it would have hit the ceiling. Wow, there's so much. You came this much thinking of me. She watches as the condom fills with my thick cum. You came already? Man, what a quick shot. How are you supposed to have any decent sex with a pathetic cock like that? You don't even deserve to have a wife. I ignore his jeering and focus on coming in Meteorite's hand. Normally, this cum would be meant for my womb. Just think of the condom as my womb and cum all you can. I'm gonna impregnate you with my sperm. I pretend her condom is my pussy. I thrust forward and shoot with all I have. By the time I stop, the condom is completely filled with semen. The sheer weight of all the cum causes the condom to droop over. Ha ha ha, once I finish coming, I'm overcome with a pleasant exhaustion. You came so much, she looks lovingly at the condom filled with my semen. It's like all the cum I built up over the past month was expelled in an instant. I won't be able to see her again for another month, but this should keep me tidied over. Now, if you're satisfied, hurry up and move. You're in the way. It's time for me to ride a receive and see. This is an important event, you know. She takes the condom off my penis and pulls me away from me to ride. All right, my turn. I'm going to fill you up with more cum than you can handle. Once they have the space all to themselves again, he starts thrusting into her even harder to make himself cum. Ah, you're pounding me so hard. It's time to show her husband how I'm going to get you pregnant. Yes, impregnate me with your seed. The relentless attack of his enhanced penis has me to ride at the mercy of pleasure. I sit away from it at the corner of the room watching as my wife gets fucked by another man. How do you like my cock? It feels so good. It feels good. Better than your husband's? I can't possibly compare the two. Say, who has the better cock? You do. Your bumpy cock is so much better. Savitari's is so much smaller, not to mention all the excess skin. Sex with your cock is so much better. Tears of frustration form in my eyes and my penis starts to get hard again. Oh, Meteorite, you shouldn't speak badly of your husband right in front of him. You'll make his pathetic penis shrink even more. She says, looking over at my cock. Oh, never mind. Apparently he's enjoying it. We don't want his semen to go to waste, do we? He can't get you pregnant with it, so how about you drink it instead? Yes, I'll drink it. All right, here you go. She sticks the condom in Meteorite's mouth. Drink up. She immediately starts sucking furiously on the condom. Ooh, each time the old man pounds into her, breast bounds along with the condom. She manages to suck down all the cum in the condom in no time. Just as she finishes, the old man is about ready to come. Oh, here it comes. The rolls of fat on his belly jiggle as he slams into her like a machine gun. Ugh. He goes faster and faster, pulling all his energy into achieving orgasm. I'm coming. Time to get pregnant with my baby. He screams and shoots his semen inside Meteorite's fertile womb. Her body shakes with pleasure as the feeling of being cummed inside brings her to orgasm. There it is. How do you like the taste of my thick seed inside your womb? There's so much. You really are going to get me pregnant. Comes out with such force that it starts pouring out from between her ass and his belly flap. It's yellowish in color, almost gelatinous in consistency, without a clear spot in sight. Not only that, thanks to his golf ball-sized balls, he keeps ejaculating for a while. Make sure you got an egg ready for my semen. I'm going to ovulate while I come. The obese man finally finishes pouring his gum inside her. Meteorite looks up the last remnants of cum from the condom while soaking pleasure. Phew, that should be enough to get you pregnant. He wipes the sweat off his brow like he just finished some job. My seed might be after your egg as we speak. I get chills just thinking about it. I pray to God that isn't the case. I never actually believed in God, but I'm so desperate at the moment that I'll cling to anything I can. Make sure you give birth to a nice and healthy kid now. Ooh, excuse me. Satisfied, he slaps her on the ass and heads back to the sofa to take a break. Although the disgusting sex is over, Meteorite is still left with the fact that she's in danger of becoming pregnant. What am I going to do? I'm getting pregnant with another man's child. I don't even know his name. All I know is he's a disgusting old man. I can't take it. She screams and starts pushing. Semen shot inside her pours to the floor and gobs. There's certainly a lot of it, but his balls as big as his. That's no surprise. After exploding a large amount of semen, she eventually calms down and gives up. Just a waste of time, it'd be impossible to get rid of all the sperm. Besides, I bet your oviduct is already covered in sperm. Who knows, it may even be at your egg by now. Hee hee hee. Oh no, I'm sorry, Salutari. I think I'm pregnant. I'm so sorry. I stand in stunned silence as she apologizes over and over again. Day after. Several months pass. I've been so busy with work the past several months that I've been able to set up a meeting with Meteorite ever since then. It was difficult and I had to pull some strings, but I finally managed to make time for another visit. Mistress comes out to greet me as soon as I step inside. Oh, Salutari, you're still alive. We haven't heard from you in a while, so we just assumed you were dead. Nasty as always. Whatever, just let me see her. No need to be so rude. She's doing just fine. She's in the playroom. I'll let you see her, but keep in mind that she's in the middle of work. I follow behind as she shows me to the playroom. When we get in front of the door, I hear Meteorite's panting coming from inside. My heart races with unease. Come on in. We both stepped inside the room. Yes, I can't live without this bumpy old cock anymore. I love it. Taken aback by what I see when I walk in. Meteorite's going at it hard. The same old man I saw her before, but most striking of all is her stomach. It's a lot bigger than the last time I saw her. Her breasts are bigger as well, as the color of her nipples have gotten darker. It's obvious she's pregnant. In fact, she looks like she's due for birth any day now. And of course, it goes without saying, the baby belongs to that rotten, fat, old, fat man over there. Come on, get tighter. You got looser ever since you got pregnant. He smacks her on the ass. Can't help it. I'm about to give birth. Besides, my muscles are loose from you fucking me all day. God damn it. I can't imagine how loose you're going to be after you actually give birth. He mutters complaints as he pounds her with his cock. While I watch in stunned silence, the mistress starts talking to me from the side. We found out she's pregnant not long after your last visit. Oh, and it's his child, of course, not yours. His pregnancy proceeded without any problems, and the child is ready to be born any day now. She's been a little horny ever since she got pregnant, though. Once she was far enough into her pregnancy for the baby to be stable, she started having sex all day, every day. And not just with the baby's father, either. There are a lot of men out there with a pregnancy fetish. Sometimes they all get together for a gangbang. In fact, the video will actually be going on sale soon. I'll send you a copy. Although taken aback, my loins get hotter as I picture the scene in my head. I haven't really jacked off since the last time I came here. It's like something in my brain changed that day, developed a new fetish, and regular masturbation just wasn't enough to satisfy me anymore. After standing blankly for a while, the other two eventually noticed me. Oh hey, it's you, long time no see. Check it out, your wife's pregnant with my kid. Oh hello, Salutari, look how big my belly is with this baby. It won't be long until it's born. Make sure you come and see it when it happens. Oh, that's a good idea. Apparently, they'll be holding a show here at the mansion. I'll make sure to invite you. Usually, they charge a hell of a fee to get in, but I'll make a special exception for you since you're the husband. Situation's gotten even worse since I've been gone, but what scared me even more is that Mitarai herself has obviously started to change. Unlike before, she didn't think of anything of having sex without someone else right in front of me. The mansion is corrupting her. Since you're here, why don't you have her get you off again? Knowing you, you're probably already hard as a rock. I stammer. Guess I was right. All right, take off your clothes and get ready. Your pussy's occupied, but her hand should be plenty enough for you. Like before, she rips off my clothes and pushes me down in front of me to ride. Hee hee, your cock is already as hard as a rock. Did you get turned on from seeing your wife, pregnant wife get fucked right in front of your eyes? Seeing your wife get impregnated and stolen by another man gets your cock hard. You're such a naughty husband. But don't worry, I'll give you an extra good time to make up for how long you've been gone. She receives an old haul from the mistress and brings it up to my penis. You don't get my pussy, but I have something almost as good for you. Try to match it with my pussy and give it a good fuck. She coats the own hole with lotion and puts it over my penis. Ah, I shout as the unhole envelops my penis. My cock is extremely sensitive since I haven't masturbated in a long time. The sensation, the stimulation is too much for me to handle. Ah, I'm gonna come. Well, that's too bad, because I only just put it in there. You won't be able to satisfy me if you don't cure yourself with that quick shot cock of yours. She speaks dirty, demonstrating just how much her stay in this mansion has changed her. Her new sexually charged attitude fuels my arousal even further. Here I go, try to hang in there. Okay, she moves the unhole up and down and over my cock. The sensitive penis is taken over by intense pleasures that rubs against the inside of the own hole. Try my best to keep my urethra shut tight, but I don't know how long I can last. You can imagine my pussy and give it a good pounding if you want. I take her advice and start thrusting my hips. The pleasure doubles intensity, causing my balls to rise and get ready to shoot their load. Guess I should get started too. After we finish having our conversation, he stops holding back and resumes plying me to ride at full strength. While he pushes in and out of her, she sticks her tongue in and out and licks the tip of my cock sticking out of the own hole. Pleasure hits my brain like a sack of bricks. Oh, nothing like a good old-fashioned threesome. Oh, yes, your cock feels so good. She subconsciously matches the pace of the unhole with the cock going in and out of her. It makes me feel like I'm having sex with her directly, stirring my desire. Our moaning all comes together in harmony and pleasure. It feels good, doesn't it? I'll give you more. Pleasure the unhole and her tongue together is too much for me to take. My head's rattled and I realize I'm going to go off any second. I'm coming! I'm coming! There's no stopping it any longer. I thrust my hips forward and get ready to ejaculate. You're gonna come? Okay, do it. Come inside my... Fill my pussy with your cum. She pumps the unhole faster and faster against my cock. My eyes nearly roll in the back of my head as immense pleasure brings me to orgasm. I'm coming inside your pussy. Ah, cum flies from the tip of my cock pointing out of the unhole. Push my hips forward and shoot with everything I had, imagining I'm coming inside her. Of course, in reality, there's nothing there. My cum flies through aimlessly through the air. Look, you got him thinking he's really coming inside you. Poor guy has to settle for an own hole while his pregnant wife has sex right in front of him. I feel sorry for him. Ah, I love you, Mitarai. Scream as I empty all the semen from my balls. Ah, ha, ha. Look how much you came. Her face is covered with my cum as she gives my member a few last licks. Ever since we got married, the only sexual contact we've had were bizarre situations like this. My sexuality is starting to take a weird turn. Sad as it sounds, I actually find myself sort of enjoying these past several months. She pulls the own hole off my cock. Did you enjoy getting an own hole hand job from your wife? You can take that home with you if you want. Since you won't get to see me, you can masturbate with that and pretend it's me. She pretends... Oh God, why? She presents the cum-drenched own hole to me. Okay, Salutari, get out of the way now. You're disrupting them. I'm too tired to move, so she drags me over to the wall. You already got your present, so you can go ahead and leave whenever you want. I hold the own hole she gave me tightly to myself. Now it's my turn to come inside you. Pumps his hips again, even faster. Ah, you're doing it too hard. You're going to scare the baby. Yeah, don't worry. My kid's made of sterner stuff than that. All you need to focus on is getting tighter on my dick. Yes, she does what she says and focuses on squeezing his cock with every muscle in her lower body. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Here it comes. He empties his thick cum inside her, aiming for the womb where his baby is resting. Ah, the sensation of cum hitting against the entrance to her womb brings Mitterai to climax. Same time, breast milk starts pouring out of her dark nipples. If you keep coming, you're going to drown the kid in semen. Ah, that's fine with me. If you give birth to it right now, it could come in handy as lubricant. I can't do that. Phew, that was pretty good. He calmly wipes the sweat off his brow. In comparison, Mitterai is drenched in cum and milk with her eyes rolled back in her head. Looking forward to the due date, he pats her on the butt and goes back to the couch. It's coming out. She shoots the cum he poured inside her out on the floor. Ha 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 ha. After she's done, she starts laughing creepily with her mind in the clouds. There isn't a single trace of the woman I fell in love with left inside of her. Okay, Salutari, time's up. You have to leave now. Make sure to send an invitation to her live birthing show. Mitterai be getting up on stage and squeezing out the baby for everyone to see. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Once it's born, I'll be sending it to you. Make sure to raise it like a good daddy. I plan to have her give birth a few more times, so make sure to raise them too. Hope to see you at the show. Well, that about wraps it up. Hurry up and be on your way now. With no hole I got with Mitterai still in hand, I'm driven out of the house. I wonder when we'll ever be able to settle down and live happily ever after. Oh well, for now I'll just go home, forget about all the bad things that happened, and masturbate with my new toy. All while thinking of my precious Mitterai. Fucking simp. Yep. And that's it. The fucking simp path. Ugh. I'm glad we didn't get to see... I'm glad we didn't have to see that, right? The birthing ritual? That would be awful. Thanks, St. Shoujo, for small favors. I mean, just wow. It's absolutely fucking crazy, guys. So there we go. Soul Bride and Bizarre Marriage. We got both of those keys. We have 5 more endings left in Starless. Now, one of the endings is maybe a little better. And it happens when I listen to the advice. That's how that ending happens. Listen to the advice. And that will bring me to... Oof, not a very good one. But that's the only way you can do it. Because if you play and listen to the advice... I mean, there's 2 ways you can do it, though. Let me see here. Because, oh yeah, it's bad. We're actually really close to the worst ending in the game. All right. So we're going to do that one right now. We're going to... Not right now. We've already been doing this for a while, but... We're getting real close to the... We're getting to the endings, guys. Like, there's not much game left. I mean, we've already been through the whole sex shows and the training sessions and all that and the party. So there's not a whole lot left to do but get endings. So we're very much to the end of Starless. Like, I'm just letting you guys know, this is the end of Starless coverage. After these couple endings, and we've seen everything, we'll be done. Like, we'll have discipline still, but there won't be much Sei Shoujo left. So we'll probably work on Dead End Aegis and a bunch of other games like that. But we're trying to get through Starless now, so I probably would do the whole week of Starless. So we can get through it. There's not much else going on. I've already did two endings today. So we'll have another ending and maybe even another. We'll see on the next day. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with Starless.